let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Anita Nelson is here.
Bright and early this morning.
Yes, she is here. I mean, it's pretty bright, but it's 8 o'clock. I mean, what time do you normally get up?
I usually get up between 4 and 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so it's like not early for you anymore.
No.
Beautiful day, though. It's going to be one of those days that if you get outside, do a little work, you're going to warm up.
It's going to be a great day for being out in the yard.
The cool part of it is already kind of fading away.
If you're the ground is drying up.
Yes, the ground is drying up. That's true. So, I am building a fence at my daughter's house, and it's like, man, it's a new house. We recently kind of purchased it, and it is... The ground, it holds so much water.
It's like walking a sponge.
Yeah. And my yard's not like that.
It isn't.
No, my yard, the water seeps in quickly. Uh-huh. You don't have puddles just in the middle of the yard from years of compost top dressing and proper treatment. But she has not received that treatment yet, her yard. So it's kind of fun to like, you know, be part of it again. There's a huge pecan tree in her house. So I know Ralph will be excited because we can actually talk about pecan trees a little bit, and I'll have my own war stories going on. My mom loved pecans. She had a ton of pecans at her house, but that was the closest really to living with pecans that I ever was.
We've got one pecan tree on our property that came with the property, but the squirrels eat most of them.
Ooh.
And it makes the little tiny
native
ones. Yeah.
Those are the ones that was Ponce de Leon or... Who was lost in Texas for a while?
It wasn't Ponce de Leon. He was in Florida.
Cabeza de Vaca.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he...
They lived for a whole winter on nothing but pecans. They survived on those.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A couple winters. So he just survived on pecans a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, but we're here to, you know, talk through gardening stuff, gardening advice, hear your resolutions. It's the new year. New year, new you. I like resolutions.
I do too, and I usually stick to them pretty much because they make one that's attainable. The losing weight one, that's not attainable.
Yeah, that's more of like a dream. That's a wish.
Yeah, really.
A resolution is a plan. It's like an actionable item.
Yes.
So if you want to lose weight, a resolution might be, you know, do 30 minutes of exercise.
Gardening every day.
Yeah, 30 minutes of gardening.
Yes.
four times a week, maybe.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, we like those. I have a few. One of them I covered with Michael Wagner's onion growing. I want to grow more onions.
My onion crop is coming along beautifully right now. And these are onions that I bought from Sherry.
Nice.
At Nature
Plants for All
Seasons. Plants for All Seasons. Give my fellow co-op member a plug. I bought them from her last spring and didn't do anything with them.
Oh, whoa.
And planted them this fall, and they're doing fine.
Oh, wow. That's so great.
Yeah.
I just want to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking the big ones. I want onions just to slice up. And
there is nothing like an onion that you get out of your garden. They're so crisp, and they're incredible. Because after they've been in the grow, it's like an apple fresh off the tree, too.
Gotcha.
I guess any vegetable,
like a tomato.
Right?
Tomatoes are your perfect example of a gross produce when you get to the grocery store, but delicious when it's off your own plant. Ugh. So, that's one of my things. I'm going to grow onions this year.
Yeah.
So, I've done well in the garden this
winter. You like multiplying, so this time you're going to try the big... bold type.
Yeah,
onions.
I don't need any help with the green onions, the multiplying onions, the bunching onions. Those, we're doing fine. Walking onions, I got those covered. It's the big old...
You're a pro at those.
Yeah, I'm a pro at those. A garden pro, if you will.
Yes.
But no, I want the...
The big bulb ones.
I want like a baseball sized, maybe even bigger onion. I want to have to be able to slice it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just smash it with the side of a knife and it'd be good to go on a pizza. Okay, so that's one of my resolutions. Is onions.
My resolution is to put in more vegetable beds to grow vegetables.
Okay.
In, which I think a lot of people out there are they want to do.
Yeah.
And the time is now.
Now is the time.
Because you don't want that pressure on you when it comes time to plant. You want to just be able to plant. It's all set and ready to go.
You're right.
Like laying out all your tools to get ready to build something instead of scrambling around getting everything ready to go.
You're absolutely right. It's here, 1221. It's January 2nd, right?
Yeah.
And we're saying, I'm saying get your tomatoes in late this month.
Right. In fact, I was reading up from Urban Harvest that you can even plant seeds in the ground in January
Yeah. You can do that. Plant seeds in the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, there's too many seeds in a pack anyway, so.
Why not?
Yeah.
And that's inexpensive. A pack of seeds is a little over $2.
Right.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah.
Not much.
Yeah, no, that's true. Maybe some emotional impact there. But anyway.
Yeah.
We're not talking about like 2 months until you need to plant tomatoes. We're talking about
pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. About a month
yes.
is when you really need to get serious about
yep.
it. And so if you're like, okay, I want to make a new bed for tomatoes, you need to get on that.
Do you want to hear my super cool tip for planting tomatoes?
Of course.
Well, you go to your Home Show Garden Pros co-op.
Of course.
And you buy your tomato, and it's in a 4-inch pot.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I get old nursery cans, and I cut the bottoms of them out. Anything from a 3-gallon to a 5-gallon.
Okay.
And I just set it on top of the ground. I put in some good soil, and I plant it in the inside of there.
Okay.
Deep down. They only put 4 inches of soil in there because it's a 4-inch pot.
Gotcha.
Plant it in there. The plant is protected from frost and freeze.
Okay.
And when a frost comes, I take another pot and put it over top of that one.
All right.
And that way, what the tomato can do, it roots down into the soil, and it's protected. And then as it gets bigger, and when we get into March or so, I just lift that collar off.
Sure.
It's gone. And then the tomato, I was listening to Mike and thinking, maybe I need to put the tomato cages on a little earlier than I have been. Because, yes, he's right. Once you put a tomato cage, it can crack and break a lot of branches. But, yeah, that has worked great for me.
Okay.
Because when a freeze comes, it's so much less stress for me. I just run out and I have the pot right next to it.
Right.
Cover them up. The next day, I uncover it. And the plant's real protected that way.
No, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everybody's got a lot of nursery cans laying around. And once you cut out the bottom, you just save it. Year after year, you reuse them over and over again.
Yeah, a little columnar planting.
Yes.
You know, teach it to go down. You control this, you know, kind of a micro area of the soil. That's a great, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Well, Anita Nelson is here, and she is our resident berries expert. And so blueberry season is also coming.
Yes.
And so really blueberry care is a great thing to kind of think about now. So I have some blueberry beds. So we're going to get into blueberries a little bit here in this next segment. We do want to hear from you, 281-496-5711, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Or call now, 281-496-5711.
Anita Nelson here with me now. I'm Danny Milliken. We're talking gardening.
Yes, we are. Blueberries in particular right now, correct?
That's where we're about to jump into blueberries.
281-496-5711.
Here we go. Anita, she's fun. She says the number with me.
Yes, I do.
But we want to hear from you. So give us a call. Yeah, give us a call. Hit us up with your question. What's your New Year's resolution? I'm going to really take care of my blueberries this year. Mm-hmm. We have a couple foster dogs at the house, and they like laying in the blueberry beds. Mm. So one of them, just one of them, he's super cute though.
How many blueberries do you have, Danny?
I have 12.
12?
12 blueberry plants. Mm-hmm. I bought them post-blueberry harvest, so I don't have, I haven't had an experience yet. But they're all pretty good shape, but some of them are real long.
Yeah.
Some not. What I planted them, they look like they're healthy. They seem like they're doing great. They got new growth. They're in a Nature's Way Resources compost with some cotton, Cottonburg compost also, and then a little bit of like acidifier kind of in there to acidify them. And I also did, I guess, 3 gallons in each. There's 2 beds, 3 gallons of blueberry farm soil that I got from a blueberry farm to inoculate.
Yes.
But what should I do? Is there a pruning I should do? What should I, feed them right now? I want to get, you know, great blueberry crop. I don't know what to do.
Well, now's the time to prune.
Now's the time to prune? Okay.
Yes, you can prune them back at this time of year. And
just kind of shape them all the same size?
Shape them and look for the crossing branches.
Okay. That,
just like with the oranges.
Mm.
And then the new shoots will come on. And I think you can look for buds at that time. I've been growing blueberries now for 3 to 4 years. I have never pruned them yet.
Okay.
So this will be the first year that I'll have to prune them because they are getting out of hand, getting big and out of hand. So
yeah, mine also are sort of billowing away from the fence they're next to.
Yeah.
So they're all like rainbow shaped, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, and it's time for me to top dress with the Nature's Way compost, and I'll also use some of the MicroLife acidifier on them as well.
So those are some of your go-to things that you do with blueberries?
I keep mine well watered.
Okay.
Through the summer. And I use the, I mean, I water them every day practically.
Through the summer though, folks, keep that in mind. You probably don't need to do much now.
No, not now.
No, but still.
Especially not now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hardly any need for watering at all. Even your potted plants on your patio don't need much watering at this time of year. But yeah, I keep them really watered through the summer. I think that's key with your blueberry growing.
Yeah.
And then keeping the soil acid as you can, because they like an acid soil.
Okay, nice.
And they like a little bit of shade, but a lot of people grow them out in full sun too, and they seem to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, blueberry farms are out in full sun.
They are. And blueberries are easy to grow down here, and they will produce, if you buy a whole bunch of different varieties, like you've got 12, I have 8. I'm harvesting blueberries for about 6 weeks in the spring.
So I should be hoping for a pretty long harvest.
Yes.
And I have 4 varieties in there. And I'll get a 5th variety to match that one. But do blueberries come in like groups? Are there types of blueberries? I mean, can I just get any blueberry and plant it with any other blueberry?
I know there's a southern high bush, which is the one that grows the best down here.
Okay.
And then the northern one doesn't really like it so much down here.
Gotcha.
And you definitely have to have more than one. You need to have them cross-pollinate.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, yeah. And they're, I think your best bet is to have just different varieties.
Yeah.
That you can. I have the pink lemonade one, which is a lot of fun.
It sounds fun.
You know, and 2 years ago, it didn't make very many blueberries or pink berries. But this last year it made a lot.
Oh, cool.
So I've found that some bushes will produce really well 1 year and then not so well the next year, just like oranges do. Same thing, I guess.
Interesting.
And don't know why they'll do that, but they do.
Do you think are chill hours a thing we should be concerned with blueberries?
Not with the southern high bush varieties, because they're native to this area. So.
But so they have a low chill hour.
Obviously they do.
Where the northern high bush probably has a higher chill hour. Mm-hmm. We've described to people what a chill hour is. I know it's important for a lot of fruit trees.
Yes.
And then in fact it impacts your blueberry production. So what is a chill hour?
It's the number of hours below freezing, and certain varieties of apples do oranges? I'm not sure oranges, or peaches. They need a certain number of
cold
for them to set fruit, for their flowers to form, their buds to form.
Yeah.
And if they don't get that, they won't make a fruit that year.
And so if you're gardening in the Houston area and you want fruit trees, you have to pay attention to this number.
You do. You have to look on the tag. And if it doesn't have the chill hours listed on the tag, don't buy that tree.
And it's an important thing just to remember that there are dozens, if not scores, if not hundreds, of types of apple, of types of peach. So the a peach tree does not have a number of chill hours. You have to, you're talking about varieties. So like I have... Yes. Tropic Snow is the peach that I've got,
mm-hmm.
and it has a very low chill hour, 150 chill hours. And so, but that's just, each variety has a different amount. So when you buy a peach tree, you really want to be careful of the variety you're buying.
Yes, and all of the Home Show Garden Pro co-op members are real mindful
yes.
to buy low chill hour fruit trees.
Focused yeah. on appropriate plants mm-hmm. for our region, which is really great of them to do.
Yes.
Really super of them to do.
Well, we want you to be successful.
So
I bought that peach tree you recommended last year, the dwarf one, and all of a sudden I can't remember the name of it.
Bonanza?
Yeah, Bonanza. I bought that one.
That's a great, that's a great little dwarf peach tree.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it when we get back from this mm-hmm. quick break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You gotta eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
It's time to prep and till your soil for spring. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. We have tools that'll make your dirt work easier. Bring home a Steel or Echo garden tiller to finish big jobs in a hurry. Toss your broken, dull tools, start new, and pick from our expansive wall of garden tools. Come visit Southwest Fertilizer. We've got everything to get you ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Cutting back plants help them survive winter. 70 to 80% isn't too much. It might hurt you, but helps your plants. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a few moments. Good morning. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We can help you with your container design, your landscape, freshening it up, adding beautiful flowers, and if you just want to improve your grass. If you're late on your planting, we still have plenty of pansies available. I think our customers come to Plants for All Seasons again and again because they have a good experience from the minute they walk in the door and see the selection to the load-up boy that loads them up with a smile on his face. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We're here to help you with all your lawn and garden solutions. The best way is if we can get our eyes on it. So take your pictures, bring your samples, and we'll help you come up with the best solution to your lawn and garden needs. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com. And now more Home Show Garden Pros with Anita and Danny.
Happy New Year, Sherry.
Happy New Year, Sherry.
Burp, 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 burp.
One of my favorite people.
She's great, mm-hmm. and it's a new year.
Yep.
New year, new you. 281-496-5711, from a gardening perspective, obviously. I'm a big New Year person. I like the new year, yeah. It's very, it's a chance to think. It's a chance to pause, you know. It's like you're reminded to live every day like it's important.
Yeah, no, not a lot's happening in the gardens. There's not that pressure
yeah.
to be out there getting some things accomplished.
And what's cool about New Year's Day is that everybody did their organized celebration at night.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, shot off their fireworks and terrified their neighbor's dogs. You know, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And but the day is like not – it's like it's just this special day. With nothing
going on.
Just no official plans. It's just
yeah.
a special. Yeah. Anyway.
Is that what you did on your day?
I gardened. I walked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked.
Yeah.
Did all the things I like doing.
Yeah. Oh. Baked?
I did bake.
Because that was one of your things this year, was becoming a better baker. Is that
I
not
got,
correct?
I got good at bread.
Good.
I got good at bread and crackers. Uh-huh. Love making crackers.
Oh, crackers. Yeah. I've never done crackers.
Flat bread. I made some bunch of flat bread. Anyway.
We're talking about gardening.
Home show baking pros. I'm just kidding. 281-496-5711. Yeah. Maureen, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Anita?
Yes. I was afraid that I had missed when you might have talked.
We lost you for a couple seconds, so all we heard you say was, well, you might have missed us when we talked.
About the sun requirements for the blueberry. Full sun, partial?
Full to partial sun.
Okay.
Because we were saying blueberry growers, they're not growing their blueberries under shade. So obviously the blueberries do just fine in the full sun. I've got mine under about, 2 to 3 hours of shade a day.
That's the dream. Uh-huh. Is midday shade would be the dream. So a little bit of midday shade. So, but they can do full sun. That's what's great about them.
Yeah.
Basically, they're a full sun plant that can handle shade.
Okay. And the other part that I probably missed, is the soil composition. As you probably remember, I grew up in the Northeast, and so I worked with my dad on the northern high bush. And so we were always adding acid.
Same here. In fact, I have mine growing in pure peat. I mean, they're in a box so that the pure peat is piled on top of the native soil. And then the plants are planted in pure peat so that they can get that acid that they need. But they can get down into that native soil as well.
Okay, my native soil is gumbo.
Well, so is mine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.
A lot of nutrients.
Gumbo is very rich in nutrients. It's just hard for the... And of course, the more organic on gumbo, the more friable the gumbo is going to become over time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what they really love is a fluffy-ish soil because they have the very fine... kind of wiry roots, and they love it acidic. But, you know, in nature, nobody's out there putting acidifier down or peat moss down or something like that. They have formed a relationship with fungi, and a certain type that stays within their root zone, it doesn't extend it for miles. It just makes it more kind of fractionally effective within it, and so that area gets real acidic. And so, yes, put down acidifier, but also... the MicroGrow from MicroLife. It's just called MicroGrow. It's a great thing for this. It'll build up that actual fungal population around their roots. And so
that's the light blue bag, right?
It's dark. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know what it's like. Dark purple, darker than the humates. Anyway, it's great stuff, but also that's what I try to do. So I will put a compost layer down, mix in some expanded shale, stuff like that, but then top it off with peat moss to acidify but also hold in moisture.
And what about how frequently am I doing this, the MicroGrow?
I do mine in the spring.
Okay.
And then sometimes, like I've said on the show many times, after it rains, a lot of times I'll run out and put MicroLife out, and then I do it then at the same time.
The only thing I'm worrying about is compaction. Once I get an established bed, and this is kind of true for any shrub, is I'm just worried about compaction. So I have this dog sleeping in there now where I lost one blueberry. And so like that area, I'm worried about compaction. I want to fluff it up. I want to put some more amendments down. But since they like fluffy soil, the air will come out of that soil pretty often. So that's where the humates comes in too, is it fluffs the soil up.
Okay. And as far as I listen to you talk about the citrus and not expecting, and if anything starts to bloom, to pinch it off when the plant is young, does that a carry over to blueberries also?
No, they're okay. That's a tiny fruit. It's not a big fruit.
No, I understand that portion, but the South is so much different in when to do things and what to look for.
Ain't that the truth?
Hey, do you pinch off the leaf? Do you pinch off the flowers up on the island?
Me, no.
North? No.
I'm a transplant or a plant. Maybe I've moved on to be a plant. I've been here since the 80s.
Oh, you got roots down.
Yeah. No,
you're naturalized.
Yeah.
I don't know, Maureen. I'm still lost sometimes, and I've been here since the 70s, about the difference between the North and the South and growing things.
I just know if I encourage the roots of my plants, they do well wherever I am.
Yes, true.
And so the only thing that really changed, there's variety change and there's the timing change. Mm-hmm. And if I can kind of get my thumb on those things. But, you know, with chill hours, it's just like we got to – that's the big difference between Southern High Bush and Northern High Bush. Mm-hmm. And the Southern High Bush plants are a little more wild looking.
And I might have missed this one also because I really – I thought you were going to have a repeat of maybe last weekend or the weekend before. And so I tuned in late. So when can I buy my bushes?
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, you can buy them now, anytime.
Okay. So they're available, Anita, if I came out today or tomorrow.
We don't have any right now, but other – I bet Buchanan's probably has them. And
okay, I'm close to Buchanan's and the Wabash one also. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm excited to give this a try, and I do try to, you know, get started and do the right thing at the right time so that I'm not disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If I can make my little checkoff list, did you do this, this, and this, and it doesn't work, I feel okay. But when I start too late, I think I'm running after the plant, and you can't tell a plant to hurry up.
I think that's so wise, because to me, starting late is much worse than starting or early in the plant in gardening.
Yeah.
Like when you start early, you're experimenting. When you start late, you're procrastinating. It's like a...
Well, speaking of starting late, starting early, that's one goal. That's my... Actually, when you're talking about resolution, that's really one of the goals that my daughter Mary and I are working on.
Okay.
We're going to publish twice a week on our YouTube channel what to do each week, what you can plant.
Nice.
Then you don't have to go look it up.
Right.
We already did it for you. And I've already got January and February done.
Nice.
So
nice. Getting it done early.
You just have to pay attention. We'll be posting on Facebook, and you won't have to, I don't know. For me, I forget. So it helps me to remember, too, when I need to be doing things.
No, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, Maureen, thanks so much, and good luck with your blueberries.
Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Happy New Year. So Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to hear from you, 281-496-5711.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I'm Anita Nelson with Danny Milliken on Sports Radio 610.
Hey.
Hey. Do you have a gardening problem or a lawn problem, or you just want to come and talk to us, call us at 281-496-5711.
Nice job. Yes, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. And there's a lot to do in the garden right now. One of my things that I harvested broccoli, and now I've got a bunch of little shoots that are starting to flower. So I need to like clip the tops off, put those in a dish, use them for salad, and then cut everything back way down.
What will happen to those broccoli plants? Will they come back up and make a head on them? Or?
They'll make little mini heads.
Mini heads?
Yeah, like, I don't know, quarter to half dollar sized.
And they're just as nutritious as the big head, right?
Well, if I remember, people are taking the big head
and cutting them into little
cutting
bits.
Into little bits. Yeah. So I'm like, this is not bad.
Yeah, it's no, like not bad.
Kind of what I want in the end anyway. Just the cutting is happening outside in the beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. It has just been really nice, though. Really nice weather. So that's one of the big things I have to do in the garden.
I have to top dress my vegetable plants with some compost right now.
Okay.
And I need to prune my blueberries.
Nice.
And general pruning everywhere.
Yeah, anyway. Starting to do that stuff.
Because
come, you know, we wait till February 15th for all this conversation. Plant your tomatoes, trim your roses, prune your fruit trees. And it's like, okay, look, Valentine's Day is already this stressful time where you got to plan and buy a bunch of stuff. You can start doing a lot of that pruning now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And speaking of doing things too late, I still have not put my winter annual flowers in the ground.
Okay.
So I've got to finish up the rest of that today.
I hear that.
Yes. And that's what I did all over Christmas is I potted up all my potted patio plants that are there for color and got those all potted up and planted with the calendulas and the poppies and the...
Sounds wonderful.
Not the caladiums. Cyclamens.
Ooh.
And all that. Just to have that pop of color on the patio.
Well, there's a great short-term resolution for y'all out there is to do some pots with some pops of color by the door, by your patio.
Yes. And it's not like you're doing something that'll be good for 2 weeks. They'll be good until May almost. And then it's time to switch it out with the summertime annuals.
Well, if you buy a pretty container, then that'll be good for a really long time.
Forever.
But then it's like you've got this joy de vivre. I don't speak.
Whatever that word is.
Yeah. This joy of life that is right there with you in this beautiful thing. And, you know, you want to spend more time outside. Mm-hmm. Put some flowers out there.
Yes. Yeah. It draws you out. Yep.
Put some stuff that smells good even.
And also the nice thing about pansies and snapdragons is they need a little grooming from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
And they will keep blooming if you go and do what they call deadheading. That's pinching off the seed heads. So that draws you out again saying, oh, it's time to deadhead my pansies and snapdragons. So plant those in your garden as well.
It's also a nice thing, a peaceful thing to do if you're like on the phone. Maybe you're... you know, you have a relative that drives you a little bonkers or something like that. You know, do this while you're talking to them, and you know, it's like kind of this something to do with your hands while you're doing it.
Good old speakerphone.
That's a great thing about gardening. You know, it's peaceful.
Peaceful.
It's nice. Well, okay. So I like that. Some annuals to get in the ground. That's a great resolution. One of my resolutions. So, if you don't know this about me. I want plants that serve more than one purpose.
Absolutely.
That's like my thing, especially in the landscape. So I just don't want it to be a nice green landscape plant. It's going to be a landscape plant and green, it needs to make some fruit. So like Cherry of the Rio Grande, Grumichama, Mexican Marigold, things like that.
Or feed the wildlife.
Feed the wildlife. Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Thyrallis, Himelia, False Dragonhead, things like that are some of my favorites. Or it can be really pretty. So cut flowers is another one that I like, you know, where I can get a bouquet and make it and put it inside and have that going on. But I'm big into that. So that's all to say that one of my resolutions for this year is to eat something every single day from my yard. Yeah.
That's a good resolution.
It doesn't have to be a meal or a side.
No.
It's just a snack.
If you plant herbs, you can get that resolution fulfilled every day easily.
You know, yeah.
You
no,
know what?
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to take you up on that.
All right. We have a challenge together. We're resolute. We've made a resolution together.
We're eating out of our yard every day.
Something's going to go into our face from our yard daily.
Into our pie hole.
It may be some lawn grass, but we're going to do it.
That's right.
No matter what we've got. So what's your resolution? What's your gardening question? Hopefully you're doing well in your garden. I'm seeing my lettuce, a few of my lettuce are starting to bolt, and because they're not all bolting, I'm just ripping out these ones
that are bolting.
Time
to plant more seeds.
Maybe plant more seeds,
or
just make
some space.
So you get your
next crop coming on.
Yeah, make some space.
Because you can plant seeds of lettuce right up almost until February.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I need to clear out my turnips, too. Some of them are big enough to eat. And
what size do you think is the optimum size to harvest a turnip?
I think like four inches is max.
Yep.
That's max. Mm-hmm. But a 2-inch turnip is usually your most delicious turnip.
Is it really?
The little small ones are tastier.
And turnips are dead easy to grow, aren't they, here? They really like it.
Some seed. Mm-hmm. The greens are good.
Yeah.
Cooked. Yeah. We make a, what's the thing that people do on the side for Thanksgiving? Dressing. We do a turnip dressing just every once in a while.
Yeah.
Just to use them. And there's a stew. I can do a stew with a lot of turnips, and it kind of combines a bunch of flavors.
I know cows like turnips a lot.
Oh, nice.
I have one of our friends, his father grows turnips for the cows, and they just love it.
Mm, that's great. Mm-hmm. They're also really great for soil reclamation. Mm-hmm. They store a lot of nutrients in the soil, and as they break down, they provide air space. So pretty cool stuff, turnips, a lot of veggies, a lot of stuff that's going on in your lawn, your garden. Your barn, things like that. And we want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home.
Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscape and lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to hear from you, 281-496-5711. Do have an excellent double whammy public service announcement. That's what we call here. John Ferguson is on the line. Hey, John.
Good morning, Danny.
So, John, what should we be doing with our old Christmas trees? I know that you got a big, like, don't just dump them. That could be good compost.
Correct. Well, Christmas trees are conifer species, and they're not particularly nutrient-rich, but they should never go into a landfill where they create greenhouse gases.
Mm.
So one of the things from homeowners, we take Christmas trees for free, and we grind it up and add it as part of our mulch products, as long as it doesn't have a flocking or ornaments. You know, it has to be cleaned to clean.
Yeah, you don't want the ones with all the spray glitter on there.
But we can run it through our grinder, and we do it as a service to our customers. So
well, So really, you know, make your old Christmas tree one last gift, a gift to nature.
There you go.
Take it up to Nature's Way Resources. And, hey, while you're there, maybe get some good compost or some soil.
Absolutely. We'd love to see them, people, and visit with them. And it's a good way to get rid of your Christmas trees.
That is awesome. Well, thanks again, John. And you can find out more about Nature's Way Resources and what John's doing up there at naturewayresources.com.
All right, Danny. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, man. Good to hear from you. 281-496-5711. We're here to answer your gardening questions.
Yes. Is there a caller on the board? No? Oh, well.
281-496-5711. We want to hear from you.
We'll just chat away.
No, there's so much stuff to talk about. Absolutely.
But honestly, call us in with stories. You don't have to ask us a question. We'd love to hear your gardening stories. Mm. We can learn from you as well as you learn from us.
Also, your resolutions. We're interested.
Yes. And some of the best advice I've ever gotten is not from a book. Mm. It's from customers who come
cookie.
Customers who come to our store and tell me their experiences, and I'll try what they do, and I learn a lot that way.
Right.
Yep.
That's
There's
awesome.
Nothing like the dirt under the fingernails advice you get from people.
You know, I hear that. I hear that. There's a lot of people that have been through a lot of stuff and had a lot of experiences, mm-hmm. and everybody is right and wrong about things, and it's so great to talk to people. So it's great. Gardening too is this non-threatening, joyous thing that we get to share.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a safe way to make mistakes too, because plants die, and that's okay.
They do that, and you know, you put seeds down sometimes, and
another,
they don't grow.
Yeah, and but more plants will come along, guaranteed.
Or sometimes you put seeds down, and then they don't grow, and then you put a water filter on your hose to get out the fluoride and the chloramine, and then all your seeds pop up from when you put them down 6 months earlier. Sometimes that happens in life, you know?
It's like an allegory. Speaking from experience here. Has that happened to you, Danny?
Yes, that happened this year.
Really?
Yeah, pretty cool. I don't remember the name of the water thing, but I know that they're sold at, some of our co-op members have them. You just screw it on the end of your hose, and the water that comes out is fluoride-free, which uh-huh. fluoride's real bad for your plant. So anyway, 281-496-5711. Mark, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
So thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, Mark, thanks.
I just wanted to – I don't know if you've ever heard, and I'm not sure if this is true or not, but I was told that you can take Christmas trees and of course, just like what you're saying, without all the flocking and everything – and you can put those into lakes and all that, and it's great for, what do they call it?
Bass.
Yeah, bass and things like that, yes. I guess that's true then.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. got a lake?
I wish I did.
Well, I would say that don't just go throw your Christmas tree in any old lake. There are probably programs, though, with fisheries and Texas mm-hmm. Parks and Wildlife, where they do use Christmas trees in that way. And you're absolutely, you heard right, Mark. They make great kind of hatcheries for some kinds of small, mm-hmm. what we would call native sport fish, perch, bluegill, sunfish, bass, all the active hunter fish love it because it's a structure and it's a food space.
Well, they also use Christmas trees for building sand dunes as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They put them out on the beaches and they trap the sand and eventually it builds up sand dunes.
Wow. So,
yeah.
I may have to revert to having a real Christmas tree then, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I guess the sand dune thing would work with a fake one, but that would also be just trashing it.
Yes.
Wait, Mark, do you have a beach also? this guy.
No, I just have an island out in my imagination.
Yeah, right. There you go. There you go. I generally just take mine to turn it into compost at the end of the year, and I'll buy some like bags of material,
yes.
too, while I'm up at Nature's Way.
We take ours and toss it out in the woods, and it's usually gone in a year.
It decomposes. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Don't burn it, though. That is a dangerous, dangerous thing. It is a torch.
Yes.
So if you have a lake and you want to do like a Viking funeral, then hey, maybe then, but it's a dangerous, dangerous
yes.
thing.
Well, I think I'm part Norwegian, so I'll have to think about that.
So, Mark, you got any gardening resolutions for the year?
I've got to knock down a old shed, and then we may start on doing a garden there. I live way out in El Jardin. I've called you several times. That's
yeah.
near Moss Nursery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. nice.
I think we got to – get the soil up to par, and I'm gonna have to go online and check out your stuff. You've got an online thing that I can go to and see what I got to do to start preparing?
For sure, homeshowgardenpros.com. You'll find a lot of great material there. My big tip is make sure everybody's out of that shed before you knock it down.
Oh man, I'm glad I talked to you today.
Yeah, and do it when it's cold out, so that the snakes and all that stuff that's underneath that shed are sleepy and tired, and you don't get them all riled up.
Oh, but then, so you want me to cook them, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, great. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. And I love the idea of turning our trees into conservation use things, or beneficial
Christmas
uses.
Christmas trees are conservation use things.
Sure.
They are usually grown on areas that have been either clear cut for timber. Mm. And in areas where there's no other type of crop can be grown, they provide sustenance and an income for families who grow on Christmas tree farms.
Yeah.
It's
an American crop.
It's an American crop. You really should have a live Christmas tree, especially since fake Christmas trees are made in a country that has sent us
a
nasty virus.
We'll,
yeah.
We'll move on from
yes.
that, but we want to be over 2020.
Yeah, we want to be over 2020.
But Mark, we do want to hear your continuing adventures
yes.
with the shed project. So as you take it out and you're updating that soil, you're putting down compost, you're building up some beds, we want to hear
yes.
about it. So thanks so much for that call. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros, back, 281-496-5711. Anita Nelson.
And Danny Milliken.
That's right, we said each other's names. Mm-hmm. But we're here. We're here to talk gardening, here to answer your gardening questions. We've covered a lot today. Tomatoes, growing tomatoes inside, first hour. Got my onion advice I was looking for, some blueberry advice from Anita,
What's another winter crop we need to talk about?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's a kale, collards.
Yeah.
I love collard greens. If we were like, answer this question or else, what's your favorite vegetable, bro? I'd be like, collard greens.
Collard greens.
Yeah. They grow all year.
Yeah.
Not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
They're delicious all year. They're so, they're 2.5 times the calcium of milk. So you think milk is this calcium-rich food. Ha! Collard greens, they have even more calcium. They're easy to, they're really, you're sauteing them, they're delicious. You know, whatever you want to saute them with, you know, butter, oil, it doesn't matter. They're so good. They like are good with lots of things, good in soups, good in stews, good sauteed. They don't take very long to cook at all. And they're so, so good for you. So anyway, that's, it's like better than kale.
Well, what about potatoes? I know potatoes have potatoes more potassium in them. Is it potassium? You know, everybody eats bananas because they need to have, what is it?
Potassium.
Potassium. Yeah. Potatoes have more potassium in them than bananas do. But this is is it potato planting season now, or is that another month away? I can't remember.
I say go for it.
Go for it.
Better early than late.
So where do you get your potato starts? We don't sell them at Nelson's. Where will you find?
Well, any Home Show Garden Pros. I'm just kidding. I often get them from the grocery store. The last time I got them from Enchanted Gardens.
Yes.
They had a little bag of small potatoes because the small red ones, purple ones, white ones are the ones to do. The big, like, air quotes, Irish potato is a little bit harder to grow and it takes a long time. So.
Well, don't the ones in the grocery store have something to keep the little eyes from forming on them so it's not
I mean, probably. That sounds like the kind of thing they do.
But you've been successful growing grocery store potatoes?
Organic ones.
Organic ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but that's, you know, taking the shaving, like if I peel them, I'll peel them big the first couple goes and use those to start. But I mean, you know, they're just seed potatoes or seed potatoes. And then when you harvest them, you can get a couple of really tiny one, marble sized ones, set those aside in a cool, dry place and they'll last.
They will. How about sweet potatoes? When is it time for sweet potatoes?
That's a summer crop.
Summer.
Yeah. It needs the heat to grow. And then it, when it freezes, it dies. 281-496-5711. Tim, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, sir. How do you get rid of nutgrass in a garden? I got a 1,000-square-foot garden.
Just a 1,500-foot. So, okay. This is going to sound a little off the wall, Tim.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to start treating once a month a very light application of molasses.
Okay.
So the amino acids in there are going to start this activity in the soil of bacteria and then from protozoa. And then that molasses is kind of similar to the nuts in the nuts edge. And so the bacteria and protozoa that you're kicking off this consummation fest with the molasses will actually start to devour the nuts edge, the nuts. But you got to do it monthly.
Is it granular?
You can do granular. I do liquid. I would do the liquid to get it down in the soil.
Okay. Okay.
But it's going to take about 7 months.
Put it on a spray hose?
Yeah. That's a great way to do it. Or like a siphon hose. Or even a soil drench is probably the easiest. Fill a 5-gallon bucket and just dump it out.
Okay.
But you're basically changing sort of the biology in the soil to that it'll start consuming it and driving it away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I've had good gardens. I just let the nut grass grow and had good gardens, but I mean, I'm tired of seeing them.
No, for sure. They're annoying. But you know what's funny is that the nuts themselves are edible.
Really?
So they're kind of a garden crop, if you want to look at it that way.
What do they taste like?
They're super gross. They're like, they're real bad.
super gross, but they're edible.
Yeah,
edible,
yeah.
But super gross.
Yeah, so in a pinch, maybe, you know, but... They do make there's a couple varieties now that they're advertised as earth almonds that make a much bigger nut. But until those get proven, I'm not going to go for them. But yeah, it takes repetitive molasses use about 7 months every month.
Oh, every month.
Yep.
Then.
You got to keep it pretty regular, but it's not very expensive. In your garden, you're probably going to go through like maybe 4 or 5 gallons over those 7 months. So.
Oh, that won't be much.
No, not much.
And it's a long-term solution.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And will it continue? Do I have to continue it the next year then?
I mean, you'll have a break. You'll have a break that, you know, you don't have nuts edge for a while. But you know how it is. It's a super invasive, very fast-growing weed. So.
Yeah, I know. I broke my back pulling them.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Herman Park, one time, we did this thing where we put two volunteer groups against each other and see who could get the most nuts out of the ground. And it was both groups. And we're talking about the size of your garden, probably about 1,000 square feet they were dealing with. And both groups got, I don't know, 300 to 500, you know, nuts out of the ground. It was crazy. Yeah. So, but yeah, it'll stymie it for a while. You won't be done for life, but you'll be done for a little bit. You'll be done for a year or so or more. And well, all your veggies will be better off for it.
Yes. I grow a lot of tomatoes. Mm. I grow green beans. I grow okra. I've even planted potatoes one time.
Nice.
And they grow good.
Yeah, that's a crop that'll get really twined up with a nutsedge, though. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, thanks, Tim, so much for the call. And Happy New Year. Nutsedge. It's one of those weeds that we could let it go, but it's so invasive.
Yeah, and it's not pretty.
Home Show Garden Pros, we got one more segment with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and then it's on to Tom Tynan. So we'll be back in a flash. Home Show Garden Pros.
You got to eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Water less. Cold times are hibernation times for plants. Help them rest. Water lightly, at most once a week. Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Do want to talk a little bit about how awesome Southwest Fertilizer is. This is an awesome kind of outdoor enthusiast shop in the city. Birding, so much great birding stuff. I was walking my dog and saw some people walking around just the neighborhood with binoculars and their, you know, warm weather clothes, and I was asking what they were looking at, and they're like, oh, there's so many birds out right now. I was like, oh, cool. And I was like, oh, I don't know, there's one. So but they have all the bird feeders and wild bird seeds that you could want. Really cool section there. It's a whole section they've got, and great advice on it. So the whole mower shop in the back, if you haven't been to that mower shop, now is the time. Literally, today is a great day to take your mower in. You'll get the engine serviced, like an oil change, gas change, and then you'll get the blade sharpened, and it'll be like you got a new mower. I'm telling you, like, you got to do this. It'll change you'll renew your zest for mowing your lawn. It's incredible. And that's kind of like not just the gardening stuff they've got. Great seed selection, great soil selection, incredible tool selection. If you want to give gardening gifts for Christmas, is a great place to go because they have so many great products. And the best part though, about all that stuff is awesome. All that stuff is so cool. If you got a gardening problem, they really can help you. And the best part is that they're friendly yard geeks, their staff. They love answering gardening questions one-on-one. They love just talking to you about your problem. They want to help you find a solution. And if they don't have what you're looking for, they'll help you find it either at another shop or they'll order it in special for you. But they've been doing this level of service, solving Houston yard and garden problems since 1955. So Bob's up there, Bob Patterson. He loves answering questions. So get on up there, Southwest Fertilizer. It's a corner of Bissonnette and Renwick Street. Their website, southwestfertilizer.com. All right, Anita, what's your last bit of advice? I'm going to get to the new gardening bullet point from you.
My last bit of advice is to get your garden bed, like I mentioned earlier, ready now. Be ready.
Start
now.
Early.
Start early, which is what I'm going to do today.
You're going to get them ready. Mm-hmm. What are you doing to get it ready?
Well, I'm making new ones. So we took apart a patio, and I'm going to take the leftover parts from it.
Nice.
To use to make the edging on the next bed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Great job. I also have a bed that the boards have fallen off the side.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get some new boards on there, and I got those ready to go today.
Yeah.
So look at us doing gardening projects.
Doing gardening projects.
It's like we talk about the garden, but we also live the life, you know?
Yes.
It's like that. Well, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And thanks everybody who called in, mm-hmm. the many of you, and we had a great time. Home Show Garden Pros mm-hmm. on Sports Radio 610. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.